Hey, so a bit of a dilemma here for you. If you come home and you found a Tupperware filled with casserole on your front doorstep, would you eat it?
Good question. Do I know who brought it?
No.
Probably no then.
But what if it was like the most, your favorite dish ever?
Yeah, no. Sorry, but no. I wouldn't do it.
I'd smell it first, but yeah, I'd probably eat it. It would mean that I wouldn't have to make dinner, right?
You know what? I'm going to leave that up to you, but just keep in mind, last week, you asked everybody for a survey about how you're doing. Think back to that. Did you get anything negative? If you did, I wouldn't eat it. Just make sure you're doing a good job there and then eat it or not. It's up to you.
So who have I pissed off in the past little while? Let's see.
You can always take it to work and give it to one of your coworkers.
Hey, there's an idea.
Yeah.
Okay, but be real for a second. If a casserole showed up at your door completely uninvited, would you eat it?
I don't think so.
No.
Well, number one, I'm not a big casserole fan or a pasta fan or anything like that. But my wife probably would.
Okay, well, then I may have a present for your wife. I don't know, Rob, what am I supposed to do with this random casserole that just showed up at my door?
Did you dip your finger in it and taste it?
No, not yet.
It tastes right, why not? What's the worst that could happen?
But this is random porch food. So, like, I haven't talked to my neighbors. There's been no open dialogue about leaving food for each other. I mean, I have lovely neighbors. Like, that's definitely not an issue if it was one of them.
It's interesting. There's no note with that.
Yeah, exactly. Well, maybe it was blown away. There could have been a lovely letter attached to it.
One day you'll find out who it was. Sure, if it's something sinister, that's a strange way of going about it. You're sat on the lavatory for 3 days after. Try on your wife first. There's an idea.
Yeah.
Funny story. I had an old lady that lived next to us when we purchased our first house. She would leave us old, moldy food on the doorstep. And what we would do is take it, keep it at our house for a bit, probably throw it out, of course, but then return the plate a couple days later and thank her for it because... At the bottom of her heart, she thought she was helping, but it was like full cake just covered in mold.
Oh, gross.
Yes. So my theory is just thoroughly inspect it, I guess.
Mornings with Big Ginger.
Oh, you are so big.
98.9 The Coach. The Comox Valley's home for world-class rock.